On April 23rd, Burkinabes will go to the polls to choose who will lead their local districts. A spokesman for the National Election Commission, Arsène Kabore, says these elections will make a difference for people locally.
These elections are very important for Burkina Faso and for the Burkinabe. It concerns citizens directly because they are voting for the delegates of their district. And every district will be ruled by a kind of council which will decide what to do for this district.
More than 1 million of Burkina Faso's citizens live in the capital, Ouagadougou. Its mayor, Simon Compaoré, who is not a relative of President Blaise Compaoré, will try to defend his post as a member of the president's party. He says he's already achieved a lot and this will be rewarded by the electorate.
We have done so many actions. Maybe some actions are bad, but most of actions are appreciated by the people of Ouagadougou. They like those who build, but not those who destroy.
The UN Human Development Index ranks Burkina Faso as the third poorest country in the world, with 80% of the population living on less than $2 a day. The main challenger in the Ouagadougou race is Joseph Ouédraogo, who is standing for the Union for Renewal Sankarist movement, a party upholding the Marxist values of former President Thomas Sankara, who was executed when Mr. Compaoré came to power. Ouédraogo says that voters have an opportunity to change the situation in Burkina Faso.
Et nous sommes convaincus qu'à ces élections du 23 avril, nos militants et le peuple burkinabé.
He says that he is convinced that his supporters and the people of Burkina Faso will be able to reverse the current situation. He says he hopes the elections will be peaceful, democratic and transparent. Burkinabe journalist Umana Wonogo says local elections are relevant as Burkina Faso is highly decentralized.
You, a mayor of a little village, you can decide to build a school, to build a hospital and all that thing. You should develop your district like you want. No instruction will come after the capital.
According to local journalists, only 2 million of the 7 million eligible voters have registered for the poll. Wonogo thinks this reflects what he calls widespread disillusionment with politicians.
The population are disappointed because they say the politicians are all the gift or the robbers, the liars. They don't believe what politicians say. They say, if I can change something, I don't put my end in this thing.
At the national level, Burkina Faso's President Compaoré has been in power since a coup in 1987. He has since won presidential elections in 1991, 1998 and 2005. The president holds most of the power and appoints the government. Franz Wild for VOA News, Abidjan.